Actress Amber Tamblyn fundraising for pro-abortion group with Are We Great Again Yet? Masks. By BenQ on August 26, 2020. Actress Amber Tamblyn has mocked President Donald Trump's Make America Great Again slogan by designing a mask with the words Are We Great Again Yet? To raise funds for the pro-abortion group NARAL. With more than 175,000 COVID deaths, 16 million people unemployed, thousands of children separated from their families and caged. I have just one question, the 2.5 Men actress said, posting a photo of herself wearing the mask on Instagram, calling on people to support her cause. I designed this mask to benefit NARAL at Pro-Choice America. Support them and order yours today at tiredofwinning.store, link in bio. Around $5 from the sale of each mask will go toward NARAL Pro-Choice America, a political action committee that fights for unfettered abortion access across the country. The group recently endorsed Joe Biden's campaign for the presidency, citing his pro-abortion stance. Meanwhile, it is not the first time that Tamblyn has raised money for the pro-abortion organization through the sale of face masks. In May, she promoted a fundraiser for NARAL involving the sale of masks with leftist slogans from the 2016 presidential campaign such as Tired of Winning and Butter Emails. My Forever Mood, the sisterhood of the Traveling Pants star wrote at the time. Masks available at and $5 from every mask order goes to at NARAL organization which works to guarantee every woman the right to make personal decisions regarding the full range of reproductive choices for her body. Speaking to Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily on Tuesday, former Planned Parenthood director-turned-anti-abortion campaigner Abby Johnson warned that should Joe Biden win the presidency in November, it is unlikely she will see Roe v. Wade overturned in her lifetime. There could very well be two liberal Supreme Court openings within the next 4 years, Johnson said. It's imperative that if those openings do come open that they are replaced with conservative pro-life justices. If that happens, that will be the only opportunity we have to actually overturn Roe. If we don't get this right, if Biden actually wins this presidential election, I do not believe that we will ever have a shot to overturn Roe in my lifetime. Watch below. Addressing the Republican National Convention, RNC, later on Tuesday, Johnson explained that Americans must choose two radical, anti-life activists and the most pro-life president we've ever had. Life is a core tenet of who we are as Americans, said Johnson. This election is a choice between two radical, anti-life activists, and the most pro-life president we've ever had. That's something that should compel you to action. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.